never find. As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. And like I say, we're trying to solve some life and death issues that have very easy answers, it seems. But we just continually fail. And I think elections are critical. If we don't have fair elections, we're being undone by a bunch of crooks. And they're not fighting for fair representation. Like, when, if ever, do congressmen complain about these rigged elections? Right? Or these rigged debates? Or the $16 trillion that they've obfuscated from our grasps? And yet, Americans are expected to sacrifice for generations to pay back the $16 trillion. It's a real sacrifice. Right? You will pay it back. You know, or we'll recoup our stolen losses and put these guys behind bars. It's extortion. The crime of extortion. They said, look, you give us your money, we're going to run you into the ground. It's extortion. The issuance of credit should be done for the interest of the public and the interest of the depositor who's supposed to be the shareholder. But right now they say, no, it's not like that, Johnny. You're confused. I'm not confused. Other people are portrayed as confused by the magic TV that we can't discern anything here. And I think we can. We have to set priorities. Warfare. Obama has to be arrested for trying to overthrow a democracy. You're warring side by side with Saudi Arabia, right? Women don't have rights to vote or be educated or squat, man. And the guy that you ever hear those people speak, they can barely string together sentences. They're massively brain damaged. Do you know why? In that nation, it's law that you have to be vaccinated, right? I've played that audio here prior where the police come to your door and will shoot you if you don't take your vaccination. That causes them irreparable brain damage. Right? It's a nation of poor souls that are all brain damaged. That's what Saudi Arabia is. And this is who Obama is, him and John Kerry. John Kerry is some kind of demon, I'm sorry to say. If you just listen to his words, I'm not twisting squat. Right? He's lying to us right in the broad daylight of the sun here. Right? He wants to cheat us for death. Right? There's no commitment for justice to be meted against the wickedest of war criminals ever, man. Right? They're beheading innocent souls. They're randomly blowing up people in the streets. And John Kerry says it's for the better good, though, however. They all want the best for the people of Syria. Right? Opposed to democracy. Opposed to fair representation. And the whole thing, what is the motive of Obama? To steal the bank. Right? It's all about stealing that bank where the depositor is the shareholder. They don't want people in Syria to have that privilege of what the founders of the American dream brought to be constitutionally. But America's been at war over that concept almost since day one. You know, all through the beginnings of America, all the way up to 1935, the banks were being embezzled, extorted, or run into the ground continuously. There had been one major bank crisis after another no more than 15 years apart. Through all those years, and it wasn't until 1935 where somebody wise enough, a couple of guys called Glass, Mr. Glass and Mr. Siegel, they say, hey, we got to put a law, it was already a crime before then, okay, but people have a hard time with this. But anyway, they were smart enough to put a law down there to state, you can't embezzle the funds any longer. Right? And then it was in 1999 where President Clinton says, get rid of that law, stop being a nanny. Right? We've got to get the nannies want to control us and tell us what to do. Government thinks they're so smart, always trying to tell us what to do, like stop at red lights and stuff. Get rid of it. And that's the arguments they would make. Right? It was like that. So government is bad. Right? You're not determining. The government is of ourselves, firstly. But right now, it's not representing ourselves fairly measured. So it is, in a sense, bad, I suppose. It needs massive improvements. But let's go to another caller if we can, and we'll continue on a little later. We're going to a break, and then we're going to join a caller on the other side of this important message. So everybody, stay tuned.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Well, I'm in love with a beautiful guy.
Hey, you're listening to Late Night with Johnny, and if you want to participate in this groundbreaking podcast of humanity discovering ourselves, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity, my friend. So to do so is so easy. You pick up your phone and you dial 1-800-313-9443, and we can put you up right away. But let's go to another caller. We're going to go to Fred in California. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Hey, Johnny. Hey, I'm doing really great, you know. And, you know, I graduated in the class of 65, you know, and went through that whole 60s scene. And we had our, you know, we rebelled, you know, against our parents and the establishment. And, you know, I got drafted. I went to NAM. I was lucky enough to survive and that type of thing. But, you know, I think back and say, gosh, if we had this technology of talk shows back then in the 60s, you know, where we could have taken it. And I'll tell you what, and like I told another talk show host earlier this morning on another station here in California, you know, you guys are warriors and you're sticking your neck out, you know, and you're telling it and you're presenting facts and you're also being very respectful to the people that call into you. And that's very important.
There's a lot of power here. I know it. The potential here for a better future is very real. We could really make something of this and improve our condition. And we are being plundered too.
Yeah. You know, and it's in my generation, you know, they help some, you know, but this generation today is facing some very, very, very big challenges, bigger than we face, because we're really, our constitutional rights are being challenged and taken away from us. And it's so vitally important that people tune in on talk shows in this format, because this is the trenches right now. Back in the 60s, you know, we could, you know, march down streets, you know, and occasionally we'll get shot at or whatever, you know, but you've got you know, you're making so much use. And I think Deborah called in earlier and alluded to your show. And I know you get frustrated at times, and I just say keep it up. Also, too, you know, I heard today that from my son that I guess Obama signed a bill that kind of protects Monsanto from any oversight. Could you comment on that? Have you heard about that?
No, I've heard very minimally about it. But Monsanto is tyranny. They only survive here because of censorship. There's no science to their claims, but they want to be greater. They want to hold God as a slave. They're saying they're going to improve upon canola. They're going to improve upon wheat and so on. And that's not what they're doing. They're violating. Yeah. They're violating ourselves because it isn't based in science. It's wicked evil is what it is. But yeah, they've got to be halted.
I got disabled about 10 years ago, and to get away from the pain, I do a lot of reading of history, and I never thought where it would take me today, and you're hitting it spot on. And it's good to hear shows like this going on, because it's, you find out that empires, it's not beyond an empire like the United States to sacrifice its own people for a greater, bigger cause. But some good news, you know, this Ponzi scheme that the banks have created to create what they call a currency out of debt, you know, they'd only last about 100 years. And guess what? This Ponzi scheme has been going on. It's 2013 right now, and the stock market has just made an all new time high. But you've got to ask yourself this one question. Everybody out there, what got us there? It's a paper tiger. There's no jobs in this country. It's all the money that's being printed by the Federal Reserve. And it's that.
Yeah, well, they don't. Yeah, yeah, they don't generate the thing. The stock market, I don't completely annihilate as superficial and unneeded. But what it is right now is nothing. It's not about investing in a good product or a service. It's about exploiting our weaknesses to, you know, to steal our pensions and our life savings, because they're generating. They say they're at an all time high, but that's because they're not actually, because they've invested in companies that are doing good business. No, it's our pensions are being run into the, you know, run completely dry, or they're receiving all the bailouts in one form, you know, with the hedge fund brokers too. It's all a crime scene, massive crime scene.
Yeah, you know, you alluded to Glass-Steagall, you know, and we're on a debt-based economy system, and it allows the banks to take over countries, and Cyprus right now is a victim of it. And that hit the news this week, and that's how the banks take control of everything. They get you in debt. And
yeah, well, the
and
politicians, though, they sign us off on these schemes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know, and I'll be the first, you know, as a Vietnam vet, I will have to say, you know, I look back 43 years, and you know, we were the Nazis there in Vietnam, and they fought hard. And
the big problem there was the communications. You know, there was hotly contested the reasons for it, but people didn't understand that soldiers were dying for France, and that Ho Chi Minh just wanted to have a democracy. They wanted to cast paper ballots and felt that they shouldn't be a colony of France. But all those soldiers died warring for France. You know, that's essentially how I see it. And it wasn't to help anybody, right? And like you said, you know, sometimes they're taught.
That
they're trained or taught that they're sacrificing their lives for the better good. And it's never that case almost in all of American history. It's always for the wickedest of tyrannies to enslave innocent masses.
But the one good thing, Johnny, though, is, you know, that Ponzi scheme that's going on right now, it self-destructs. But the tragedy is that a lot of people get hurt, you know, to cleanse it. But
right. I don't think that's what I'm trying to fight against is I'm saying, look, we're putting on the brakes right now. We're getting our $16 trillion back, and Johnny's going to hold up international debate with anybody on the planet about this crime scene involving gambling revenues. They're not gambling. They're stealing our lives in broad daylight. And now they say it's top secret. I will, as I've done a couple of times, I'll get more detailed into it. You can actually determine mathematically, yourself included, that this is one big crime scene also. And this means a lot, like you're saying, Fred, you know, it affects everybody. We're all falling to this crime. It's not only the poor. Like the newspapers say, it's just the poor and the welfare people that are being victimized. And really, it's everybody. It's hundreds of millions off our streets into the pockets of people who spend a very tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of their incomes at the neighborhood grocery stores. Plus, it's 100% tax. It's a complete tax. There's no good or service being interchanged. So it's really detrimental to everybody who should be concerned. But the newspapers won't allow that discussion to transpire because we discovered that we now know what they're doing to us. They're conning us for death, just like they do with the soldiers, too.
Yeah, and I'm listening to you right now on Wi-Fi, and your program is being transmitted, around the world, and the people around the world in the Middle East, the Far East, and Africa, we're all getting together as a group on these talk shows, and it's a common meeting ground where we can share ideas, and that's a lot of power. And I wish you all the luck and carry on, You've got a great show. You're very factual and a lot of stuff. If not, I like to hear somebody call up and challenge with facts,
Yeah.
And do it that way instead of getting into right or wrong. But no, just keep it up, Johnny, and you're doing really good. I'm an avid listener, so.
All right.
Right on.
Well, thanks a lot for the kind words, Fred. Yeah. So. We'll continue on here then. I'll tell you, my friends, it isn't really all that complicated. Like, people become intimidated. They go, oh, geez, John, I never did good in school when it came to calculus or quadratic equations. And I'll tell you what, my friends, I was lost myself included. I mean, there were so many rules there. It's really hard to determine, although I struggled through, it was difficult. But when we're talking about this gambling revenue scam, it's actually not that difficult. I did a cursory search with Google to see how pervasive this assault is, and it's quite extensive. Okay, now all these newspapers, they're going to do just what they do in Canada. They won't let anybody speak. The mathematics cannot be spoken of. So I beg you not to go in faith on this and figure it out for yourself. You've got gaming commissions. You got in Canada, we have lottery corporations and gaming commissions. Now you wonder. Here's some facts regarding this issue. Why are there both of those? Well, initially, they were just lottery corporations. And they ran what are called the VLTs, video lottery terminals. Now, some guy who's at least half as smart as Johnny in Nova Scotia, he said, hey, this isn't gambling. You've stolen my life savings. I'm taking the province to court because you've stolen my money. So he took the province to court. And he said, you stole my cash. And he won his case, right? When you get in front of a judge and you show them the mathematics, this isn't a game of chance. It's not a lottery, right? It's not an honest wager. It's not an honest game of cards. It's not poker, right? So he proved this in court and won $50,000. Now, what they figured is a way to escape further prosecutions, and get back our hundreds of millions of stolen dollars, they figured to resolve this, to escape them from further potential jail time. They figured what we'll do is we'll just open up gaming commissions because now we'll remove that lottery word from it. And that's why in Canada we have Manitoba Lotteries and we have the Manitoba Gaming Commission. The only reason it's there is because this guy sued the government in Nova Scotia and got $50,000. It still doesn't escape them from this crime scene though, however. Right now, they say it's not a lottery device, but it's called a video lottery terminal. Right. So now they're trying to rename it. So you can't call it a lottery because you'd be able to take them to court and win the case hands down because they're stealing our lives here. It makes no good economic sense. The newspaper keeps saying it does because they get $50,000 a day. Right. In Manitoba, almost all the money comes from our poorest neighborhoods. Right. They don't put it in the more affluent neighborhoods because the grand prize, the biggest prize of all prizes is $1,000. Right. So they just put it in communities where the people are at their weakest financially and say, hey, we're only taking 4%. So, hey, it's not a problem. The newspaper sells. Well, you can prove that as a categorical lie. And then let's start talking about maybe arresting newspaper editors who spread this propaganda, because mathematically we are being done wrong here. As crime victims yet to be represented fairly. And I think we all can get together on this issue, plus 9/11, the banking, and then where do we take it from there? I don't know. We'll decide, I suppose. One way or another, up or down.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges?
Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. So, yeah, the obstacles aren't really that difficult for us to transcend. As long as we can communicate freely, we'll discern that there are certain facts that stand, you know, near impossible to contend against. You know, they are stealing like approximately 80%, and the newspaper says only 4%. And it's got to do with how they do this criminal operation. They measure it by credits instead of dollars, giving them an opportunity to promise any return and take any cut. So they can say, mathematically, they're returning 99.9% and take 99.9%. That's how that mathematical construct works. It's a crime scene. And the answer, which I should spend a whole show talking specifically about to give you all the different variables on this, but the answer is actually pretty easy also. 100% payouts. You can still lose your life savings, but nobody's going to walk away with billions or hundreds of millions of dollars, you know. And how are we going to pay to have, you know, the machines checked and so on? Well, we'll have a specific tax on bankers or banks, private banks. They'll cover the costs of operations, and then we can rely on them to police it to make sure things are on the up and up. Otherwise, it's just going to cost them more money. That would be fair. But we'd have to walk through it all, and people are going to disagree with that answer. Okay, that's fine. First step is we're being assaulted, criminally so. They're going after the poor. We have to call a halt to that. Okay, who disagrees with that? Can't be too many people here. It's just the newspaper editors who tell us the Taliban pulled off 9/11. They're not trying to be truthful. They're trying to be dishonest. In Canada, they hold hate fests across our country to tell us what all the Arabs think. It's like this other buffoon you guys got that tells you what all the globalists think, similar kind of mentalities. And it's like, who are you talking about, man? Let's get to specifics. It's like the can call. You know, he doesn't like me, he doesn't like the show. Well, why are you listening? And get to specifics. You know, so people are unfamiliar with that, that we can actually measure things a little bit better than we have been. But I'm contending that CNN isn't even trying. They don't care that 9/11 police investigations were closed immediately. And do you care, though? Because that's what I've brought up at the beginning of this show. It's one thing to say CNN's not going to cover it, but why don't you talk about it? What is it? Like I was suggesting, you might be fearful of something you shouldn't fear. You shouldn't fear life, the beauty of life. You know, and if you'd ask me my personal views on things, I'd say God is incredible. Really, really extra special. But let's go to another caller. Oh, do we have, I think we lost one. Okay, we got another one. We got Mark. Hey, Mark in California. Mark, how you doing?
Well, this is Mark in California, in Carpinteria, California. That's next to Santa Barbara. Pop back in, and I haven't listened to your show that much, but I have listened to RBN a lot in the last couple of months, and I've since become pretty much unaffiliated with anything that's going on in the world, like Fox or Republican Party or a lot of things like that. I've just kind of disconnected. And I kind of swerved into you guys on accident. I don't know. I can't remember how I did it. I was either on TalkStream or something or another. But I've really enjoyed listening to the yourself tonight, but also the other characters that are on there. And
sure, it's so RBN is really incredible. There's so many great views and hosts and callers too. I mean, the whole world, I mean, why isn't CNN more like this? They should be, but they're like, again, they're not committed to help us out, it seems. But yeah,
you know,
I love RBN too. There's lots of great hosts, and I disagree with, maybe, you know, if people are more familiar with my show, you're going to find me in disagreement with some other hosts, perhaps on some issues, but that's perfectly fine, you know.
Well, that's where I'm probably in agreement with you more than you think, because yeah. Like, listen to I've got an old saying, and I got it from R.E. McMaster. Government is always religion applied to economics. And you have to think about that for a while, but it basically comes down to, what is economics? Land and labor. People and earth. All the things that go on that, and I realize that probably just kind of swerved into, you know, nothing there, but
no, you didn't. What are you talking about? That's very profound, and it's also what I talked briefly on the beginning of the show, is that it is very much part of our suffering world, is people aren't familiar with the fact that we're affected by suggestion. And I think part of the natural consequence of reaction, I think people go, oh, I got to get away from that. And I think that that's not an understanding. I think it's just a normal thing. You know, we can't absolutely make certain of every fact that we have. We go by faith it to some degree or another. And like you're saying, government being of religion, absolutely, man. So much of what we suffer with is people not understanding, but just figuring that it must be so, or it must be that way or that or another. Just like when Obama's responsible for gunning down a 6-year-old kid in Denver. He says you don't need any evidence, just like George Walker Bush said about 9/11 and so on. And there are people out there like, oh, yeah, we don't need any evidence. And Republican Party is notorious for that. They sell that as an image, a reflection on the TV. That's it. Well, are you a terrorist? You know, no, I'm a human being. I want to be able to form my conclusions. And if we lived in a republic that respected the rights of another, the president would demand that you understand. You better be paying attention. He just killed a 16-year-old kid from Denver and thinks he's going to walk scot-free from that event. And I don't think so.
That's why I became unaffiliated, like in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You ever seen that one?
Yeah, I did. I love that movie. That's awesome.
I'm unaffiliated. Sold his soul to the devil, and this guy again.
Hang on, Mark, if you will. Okay, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. We got Mark in California. We're talking about government being almost a sense of religiosity, or it has a religious sales pitch that they sell, and the idea of bailing out a bank too. It's a religious position. The bank rules your universe. Your whole universe will collapse if you don't sacrifice. You know, we're already sacrificing half of our lives blinded, but just the idea of bailing them out, it logically makes no sense. Like, we're going to be taxed to give them money on only hopes and prayers that they might lend a tiny bit back to us at compounded interest, of which they didn't. They don't lend any of this money back. They'd rather see us all suffer and go without, starve to death, so they can foreclose on even further properties. So it is a false religion for sure, or a false position that doesn't serve our survivals here, but is ultimately going to lead to further destructions if we don't get a handle on the mathematical certainties of what is actually transpiring in our better names. But is there anything
you
else?
No, John, you said it a lot better than I could ever say it. But what I said was, government is always religion applied to economics. Whatever government philosophy is, that's the economic reality that you're going to get. If you look at China, you look at Russia, you look at any other government, top down, bottom up, you're going to end up with what we did in America was a bottom up government, and it was basically a Protestant type of Christianity that was the work ethic that created the wealth and the dynamo of America. Okay, we've long since left that. But let me swerve out of what I was talking about or wanting to call about is that right now, what can we do? What can America do? What can Christians do? What can where are we at? You know, where should we poise ourselves, ourselves to be in the will of God, be in the moment of God's will?
Yeah, well, I argue it's for us to live just lives where we're not victimizing innocent people in the broad light of the sun, you know, where we're torturing people in Guantanamo. So yeah, like you say, how do we, what's that? That's some intangible, you know, it's just all people all together. There has to be a force that we together have to push for to remedy this criminal assault, that these transgressions that continue. I think overthrowing a democracy is paramount. Obama should be arrested in 5 minutes. I want to hear that he's behind bars awaiting a public trial. Now, people psychologically, they go, no, the universe of America is ruled by the president. And it's not, actually. Bush was like this, too.
No. Wait.
I just want to make this one point. Like that. If I do win the presidency, I'm not going to work a tenth as hard as anybody else has in the past, because I know that the America isn't ruled by the president. America is all of us people living under certain laws. In many cases, are very unfair, and good laws stand strong for good reason. Thou shalt not murder. That's a solid law that makes sense to just about any culture, any civilization, if we want to be in a civilized world, right? But once in a while, we get bad laws that are stupid and make no sense. Like we're going to torture somebody to have them give a confession, thereby escaping the bad guy every time. So we've had those battles in court systems before, and the good guys always win. Right now, Obama doesn't insist on arresting these individuals at Guantanamo who are in violation not only of bogus laws, but the laws of the land have found them in contempt. It's to state as a fact their kidnap victims must be released immediately. And it's been six years.
Let's just start with the Federal Reserve Board and IRS.
If people
wanted to really understand what's oppressing them, it isn't a whole bunch of other stuff like you talked about. That's part of it. But we got established as a fiat currency 100 years ago, and it's coming to an end. You know that. The hearers out there know that in December, that is going to change.
Yeah, well, America is making decisions that are detrimental to her survival. You're making decisions right now in this moment that is giving weapons to Saudi Arabia to kill people indiscriminately. We can't allow that to continue another moment. The fractional reserve system is, and now I'm prepared to argue this, it isn't necessarily inherently good or bad. I've argued that fractional reserve system is essentially credit. Now, it's done us all a bad serve here because it's been delegated to private individuals who just print money for themselves, essentially. That's what's going on.
They're
billionaires and in some cases actual trillionaires. And I think the best solution to this is I'll show you this trillionaire and we'll walk through his life and you'll notice he didn't provide anybody a good or a service or anything. Right? And the fact that he gets to live in a 50,000 square foot Italian marble mansion while all of Americans, him and two of his buddies, took $4 trillion from America. And it's all taxpayer money, by the way. And if you understood that he's not arrested and he's still living here in this moment here and now, and he's expecting for 1,000 generations of his family to live in opulent our species will never survive if we let him get away that far. But the fact is we have to – there's no accountability in anything I brought up too.
The difference between currency and money, and the currency that was set up by the Federal Reserve Board is not money. It was money for a little while, and then they changed it.
But they're going to make – it's always going to be argumentative, and they're going to bring up what I just claimed. But I'll tell you this. One other guy who walked out with $4 trillion, he really walked out with $4 trillion. These embezzlers really did embezzle $16 trillion. That's for sure. There's no debate there. It's only in darkness that we succumb to doubts and figure, well, maybe somebody's incorrect on that. On the fractional reserve banking, they're just going to argue what I claimed, those who want to escape. And they shouldn't necessarily be prosecuted for this because it's the laws of how our system has been operating. What do we have to do to remedy it? First thing, let's recover our stolen losses. That's for sure. $16 trillion. Get all that back. That means no taxes for Americans for quite some time, and we can invest that money into improving our infrastructure and securing justice for our states by saving soldiers' lives. Again, top priority. Banking for sure is number one, because that's what these wars are about, and the wars. You know, the wars are instituted essentially by bankers behind closed doors, telling Obama what to say and do, thinking he can escape here, trying to overthrow a democracy. And I say, no, he can't. And it's for banks that he's doing that crime. So I'm with you totally. By having Obama immediately arrested for trying to overthrow a democracy as a war crime enemy of all peoples, every nation, even in Saudi Arabia, those people living under that oppressive state, Obama's their enemy also. He's not here to help anybody. He's here to kill innocent souls, to steal a democracy.
John, you know that'll never happen. I would be the first guy to run up the hill with you. And I take all my armament, and I've got lots of guns and ammo. It wouldn't work.
Oh, it has to work. It has to work. It's soldiers that have taken a position, at least 500 of them, to state it. Well, I'm paraphrasing because every one of them has put out their own letter, okay? And there are not.
I'm an oath keeper.
I just want to say
this
one
thing.
I just want to say
this
one thing. Mark, I just want to say this one thing. Look, they've taken this position to say, look, I'm paraphrasing, their lives are on the line. They're being asked to sacrifice their lives in one altercation or another, and they're saying, listen, they're not going to give this up. We want justice on 9/11. Okay, now I'll tell anybody who is interested exactly how the crime occurred. They closed investigations immediately. It was pulled off by Dave Oslak. They admit that they had their plan to invade Afghanistan signed into being on December the 4th. And if there had been no 9/11 terrorist attack, what would have happened then? Well, if there had been no terrorist attack, they would have been looking very evil because all the Taliban were doing was trying to hand him over. Why would you have a plan to invade Afghanistan if all the Taliban want to do is hand bin Laden over? They planned this from the get-go, and the truth is here to be revealed to anyone who will pursue. You know, if you seek the knowledge, you will find that it's not a faith initiative. These are concrete facts that stand as an order to chaos. So I believe that God's will.
John, I'd love to talk to you off the record and privately and just on a conversation, much of your saying is so damn true, okay? But right, there's more to it. And I don't even know how to tell you how to, articulate it right now. But they're playing us and they're playing you.
No, never. Never can play me. No, it's uncertainty. People are we're fearful of what we don't understand. And then there is this loudmouth who keeps telling you it's all organized and it's masters, globalist, masters of the universe, and they all want to become gods, he told us. And that's nonsense. What we have is cause and effect relationships that can't even be counted. We got violations of people's
rights.
But
that's on the street level. That's the simplicity level.
No, federally, at the top of the chain, all the way from Obama down to the street urchin who's spending his last quarter in a slot machine because he thinks he might win big. And it's from top to bottom.
Do you think it's engineered or not engineered?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is we lie to ourselves to say that we got full spectrum dominance and can see it all. It's not like
that. It's engineered, John.
All we can know is the here and now for ourselves. But and as a consequence,
then
we know
you're only reacting to them. And if you want to be proactive and react to them in the knowledge of what they're doing, then there's another way to do it. And that's why I said I could talk to you off the record and such. There's a way to do it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, send me an email. It's KingJohnnyForPresident@Hotmail.com, and we'll see you. KingJohnnyForPresident@Hotmail.com.
All right, King Johnny. This is Mark Wasson in California. I appreciate your, exuberance. Maybe that's a good word for it. And I'll keep listening to RBN and buy silver and gold, guys.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there, really. Okay, all right. Thanks, Mark.
Good night.
Okay, have a good night, too. Yeah, and the idea of buying gold and silver, don't buy gold and silver certificates. Buy actual gold or silver, because then you know. However, the idea there is if America succeeds and we get back our $16 trillion, the value of your gold will maybe decrease subtly. But don't think of that as a bad thing. Think of that as a good thing, right? So that's the balance there. I'm bringing back that $16 trillion, so the value of your gold is going to drop subtly, I suspect. but not that badly, because you're going to get back 16 trillion plus so much more. We're going to save soldiers' lives who are being sent to die irrationally. There's not a reason to sacrifice a soldier's life in Iraq. The TV wouldn't allow me to talk, right? CBC, they refused to take my call or air my concerns, I should say, that there's no reason to attack Iraq. We have unrestricted access to do whatever we please without delay. March the 6th, 2001. Is Hans Blix. That's the just before they do the shock and awe, where they're dropping 5,000-pound bombs on a telephone exchange district, murdering about 1,200 women at a time. And they don't warn anybody. They just murder all the women there. That's, some of them spoke like 10 or 15 languages. And a 5,000-pound bomb raises approximately a 2-square city block radius right up off the ground and disintegrates it almost all into dust. They killed all those innocent women. And there was no reason to, because we had unrestricted access. They only sacrificed soldiers' lives for their further war crimes. That's a war crime. Saddam is not in violation with anybody. We can do whatever we will without delay, right? By killing all these innocent souls only lowered anybody's ability to get anything done for the better of anything. Do you understand? CNN and CBC and maybe Alex Jones, maybe all your hosts, everybody around America will say, don't let him say that because it's true, and I'd rather everybody die than be thought of as a fallible human being that maybe has things to learn about, you know, our political circumstance in this universe. You know, this stuff isn't that difficult, but the Office of Special Plans all throughout the year of 2002 lied to us. They knew they were lying. Now, you as a casual observer, you go, well, maybe they weren't lying. I know they were lying. You know, Condoleezza Rice was told in December of 2001 that her aluminum story was false. She didn't care. All throughout the entire year, kept saying the same demon lies. And even if those lies were true, soldier, understand this. All those lies are false. The Office of Special Plans, they all have to serve minimal life-term prison sentences. But listen, soldier, even if all those lies were true, because you're a coward looking for an easy way out of here, even if it was true, you'd still be a war criminal because Saddam is allowing us to do whatever we please without delay. We have unrestricted access. They've been all throughout the palaces, up and down, under the chicken coop several times over. There's nothing we can't do without delay. Indiscriminately slaughtering people, then sending soldiers in to placate hostilities gets their heads blown off, like happened in Samarra. The entire city of Samarra says, look, you can come in the city, steal anything you want, steal our homes, steal our money. If you gotta rape some of our women and children, okay, like you're doing in Afghanistan today. This is why Canadian soldiers left Afghanistan. You know this. If you're a fan of Johnny, I've told you this prior. You can't say that's the only one reason. That was one of the big things that happened prior to the Canadian soldiers leaving, was we were ordered, do not interfere when a Bushite grunter is raping a child in Afghanistan. Don't get involved. And that's when we left. It should have been turned the other way. They should have recruited Johnny as a general and said, listen, we're going to defend America. We're not going to let anybody pirate my American uniform and rape children in Afghanistan. We're not going to let them rape women in the military. 30% of women in the military complain of being sexually assaulted. Russia Today interviews a woman who's being raped by her commander, and she can't have him arrested, and she's crying. Have you seen that video? Where she's being repeatedly raped by her commander. Now, her commander says, hey, you can't defeat America. And where is America, man? This is what we have in Guantanamo. They say, you can't defeat America. You're parasites. You're a disease. You're an enemy to America, enemy to all free peoples of every land, of every description, of even in other galaxies. If there were other cogent civilizations from another galaxy and they looked at Guantanamo and these demon betrayers to God and creation, they too would assess the same verdict, that they need to be minimally arrested instantly, this moment now. They're torturing innocent people to give confessions to crimes they played no part in. The court systems of America have determined that these are just innocent people they randomly kidnap, right? Now, I'll tell you, most of these people are from Israel. Now, I don't have the concrete evidence for that, but I know that in many cases we see their tattoos and they praise Satan. They go, Hail Satan, and write 666 on their tanks, or wear devil horns while they go randomly mow down people in the streets and say, you can't defeat America. Right? Who is America? I thought America was a land where we cherish the freedom of the individual, where all people were considered equals under the laws of the land, and that anybody who's accused of an offense of which there's no evidence to ascertain their guilt for, of course, is innocent. It's only logical that that would be apparent to all peoples of every land, like I say, any description, right? But corporate America says, hey, the Taliban, they're the bad guys because they asked for evidence to form your mind, to form your conclusion, right? The Taliban said, look, we'll hand Bin Laden over. Just give us some evidence that he's connected somehow. But Dave Ossoleck and Condoleezza Rice and Cheney particularly. No, you're con. You have a big con right here. They say, oh, Bush, he's a puppet. He's stupid. Whatever, he's still complicit. But let's say he doesn't know. Who cares? All we know for sure is he's using no evidence for himself either. Saying, and then he says, quote, we don't need any evidence, unquote. You know, the Taliban are the true American patriot warriors here, fighting for justice in America. And these soldiers are warring to escape those responsible for mass murdering American citizens in New York City on 9/11. They're warring for the escape of the Office of Special Plans. And they're warring for the escape of these banksters who now want to overthrow this democracy. I'm going to have no more of this. And you shouldn't either. Vote Johnny. Hang on, everybody.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
I know I'm walking after midnight in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway, where I smile, saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Stop to see a weeping willow crying on its pillow. Maybe she's crying for me. Now the sky turns gloomy, night winds whisper to me, lonesome as I can be.
go on walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just hoping maybe somewhere I'm walking after midnight searching for me. It's time to see Weeping Willow crying on his pillow. Maybe she's crying for me. And as the sky turns gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. She's walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just hoping maybe somewhere.
So yeah, the funny thing about that is, you know, if you think about it, you can think about it in different ways. There's no one right way, okay? But what made me laugh there is this idea of being so lonesome and you're looking at reflections of yourself. You're thinking about an old girlfriend, perhaps, and, you know, you're so lonesome, and is that her there? But or is it a reflection of yourself because you're so lonely? It's a joke probably only Johnny could understand, but sometimes it does get a little lonely being Johnny. But I know I have to continue on trying for a better world. I see so many people suffer, mass murdered, millions of people. Soldiers included. You know, over 50,000 soldiers had their lives sacrificed because Ted Nugent encouraged them, go out and die for the neocon PNAC, or go out and die. You know, and now he's championing that he supports us, the people here, when he's encouraged all these soldiers to sacrifice their lives irrationally. There is no position possible that Ted Nugent could hold in his mind. It was only a blind sacrifice, not of himself, but of others, teenagers most particularly, who are susceptible more so than adults are to suggestion, you know, and they're cajoled or pushed and pressured. And it's part of thought control too. When you join the military, don't have a free thought because, we don't want you thinking independently anyway. We have a strategy here. We're trying to do something better. So they're taught in the interests of the American people, but you're not. They're warring for the escape of Dave Oselec, right? And the idea, remember, it's public knowledge that Bush got the soldiers together on September 4th. Understand, they couldn't have invaded Afghanistan without the terrorist attack transpiring, of which they rehearsed in May, according to Kernan, the top guy from the Joint Chiefs. He says their plan to invade Afghanistan was put together in May, right? And all from May to September or to late August, we have all these bin Ladens determined to strike you. It's for real. And they make no attempt to stop bin Laden or have him arrested. And like I tried to say a little earlier, but I got off track a little bit, is what makes this so unbelievably sinister, like the wickedest evil crime of all recorded history, probably forever into the future included, is that they're so diabolical to make this plan operate against God, they had to make sure that none of the suspects were of Al-Qaeda or connected to bin Laden in any stretch of the imagination. So that's what we have. We have 19 suspects who are not from Afghanistan, and they're not connected to Al-Qaeda. That's reality, soldier. Don't be fearful of that. That's just the facts, right? Support a better day for the American people. Let's get back to paper ballots. Let's return our $16 trillion. Torture already does warrant death, understanding American war crimes law ushered by the great Ronald Reagan. It's real. It's for real. It's standing law. So until next time, my friends, have a good night, and we'll talk to you then. Okay, then. Bye. Loaded saucer.